Join us here at Last Adam Tabernacle as we bring Christ to the nations.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, thank you so much, Pastor Moses, for inviting us here once again. We are blessed to be here. And as you've been told, I'm Patrick Wandera. I'm from Makerere Hill Deliverance Church. Last Friday, we're launching our book, the fifth book, Altars That Influence Our Lives. And Pastor Moses was there with us. Thank you so much for coming and being with us. Amen. We have the books. We shall have them at display. Most of them are 30,000. Altars That Influence Our Lives, the latest is 30,000. Then we have Soul Merchants. We have also Satan's Attack on the Local Church. Then 7 years in Hell, a few minutes in Heaven. Today I came with my sweetheart, my one and only, Moriah Wandera. Amen. We have been married for close to 15 years, and God has blessed us with our 3 sons. They are here. We have Pearl. That's our firstborn. We have Patrick, secondborn, and that big man there is called Preston. That's our lastborn. Hallelujah. He was working as an acting lastborn, but he took over the thing permanently, the position. Hallelujah. I came with my son Mwanje, Dennis. We were with him the other time. Then Subuga is on the way. He's already here. Hey, Subuga. Hey, we are glad to see you, Subuga. Hallelujah. So the topics I was given was how to avoid demon bondages. And for those that are bound, how do they get out? Now, to understand demon bondages, how these demons come about, when you talk about bondages, you know, you are talking about somebody who is tied. Things are not moving. What happens? I want us to go into the spiritual realm to see what really happens. And today I'm talking about a curse. A curse is something that brings bondages. So I'm going to pray and then go straight into the topic. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to bless you for this day. We thank you for your divine power, your anointing, your presence. We thank you, Lord, for Pastor Moses. We thank you for this ministry. We thank you for the people on the ground today. Lord, we pray that you speak to us in a special way. We come against every satanic power that wants to infiltrate this place. We destroy the forces of evil. We destroy by the power and authority in the name of Jesus. Satan, we destroy you. We defeat every satanic altar, demonic altars in this place, Lord, and around this area. We come against them. We destroy them. We paralyze them by the power and authority in the name of Jesus. We trample upon every evil spirit that has bound the people of this area. We bind them and destroy them. Lord, release your divine power and glory. Touch your people and bless them. In the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Dealing with a curse. What is a curse? We want to see what is a curse. You have to understand what a curse is. We have these sayings where you see somebody and you say, that person is cursed. You look at their lifestyle. You look at what they do. There's something which seems to speak about their lifestyle. You say, that one must be carrying a curse. You just analyze and say, there's something wrong. So what is a curse? A curse is a prayer or an invocation for harm. You invoke a harm on somebody. You say, gwe, ujakufango bona abona. You are going to do this. You are not going to get married. So it is an invocation for harm. It's not something to bless you, but it's something to bring harm. So it's an evil or a misfortune that comes as if in response to imprecations or as a retribution for an abominable instance. There's something that can happen in people's lives or that can take place, and you begin to see instances that are like vengeance or a retribution for something that happened. For instance, you can see people falling mad, a family of people becoming mad most of the time. Then when you trace back, people say, well, what's wrong with that family? And they tell you, those people, they killed somebody. And from the time their grandfather or when their father killed somebody, things don't go well in the family. So it is kind of a retribution. It's something like response to some abominable incidents which happen in the family. Amen? So there are people who love God, and they try their best to serve him. But things seem to go wrong with their marriages, their finances, their kids. They love God. They want to be with God. They want to be in the presence of God. They can pray. They can fast. They can go on the mountain. But you see, things are just not moving well. And you begin wondering, this person, he prays a lot, but why aren't they, getting a breakthrough? Because there's something that is fighting them. So some wonder why such things happen to them, and yet they love God. You love God, you give yourself, you are giving tithe, you are giving everything. You have gone to places where they tell you now, those of you who have a million, come this way, those of you who have this, and you have run all those, you have done all those things, but, you just seem not to be getting a breakthrough. So there are people who battle year after year with sicknesses, suicidal thoughts, accidents, death, mental illnesses, alcoholism, divorce, poverty, incest, name it. Every kind of, struggle. You're having financial struggles. You have illnesses in the family that don't end. And people can see everybody is, a sickler in the family. Well, what's wrong? Of course, science will explain it in a different way. But there are certain things that comes and, that there's something wrong. People have just heart diseases or they have diabetes. And even when you go to medical guys, when you go to hospital, when they are checking, they are asking you the history of the family. Do you have somebody with diabetes in the family? So they also know that this is what? Generational. It is a generational curse. Some of those things you have to deal with them and stop them so that they don't follow the generation. Hallelujah. I've seen this over and over. Sometimes, when we are talking about things like sickle and whatever, somebody say, but you can explain it scientifically, especially if you're a medic. You know how things happen. There's a kid whom they brought to me in the office. Sometimes when we talk, you have to have your certain things. We meet them on the in the ministry front. One time they brought me a kid. He was a sickler. He was very, very, very sick. 9 years. He had bone sickle cells, and the bone marrow was already passed. So they needed to save his life. They needed to take him to India for a blood transplant. For bone marrow transplant. They needed somebody with the same blood group, and the kid of around the same age. Otherwise, the other way of doing it is getting a stem cell transplant where the mother has to give birth and they get the placenta, and there's a way they do their things, then they drain, they grow. I don't know how that science works, but it works somehow. It's very expensive, very expensive. I know of a family which did like that. They went to Belgium. We don't have that technology here. Now, this family, this kid was almost dying. They needed money which they did not have. They needed a bone marrow donor also to be taken. They needed tickets for the kid, for the mother, for this other kid, the donor. And maybe they needed two assistants, the one to look after the kid who was sick and the one to look after the one whom they would drain the marrow from to donate. The money was not there. Many things were, they couldn't get the person to donate. The kid was dying when he was seeing. The kid could not walk. They carried that kid to my office and we began to pray. They told me about the story. I had ministered somewhere in an overnight and God had moved in a special way. So these people wanted to be prayed for. They made appointment. They came to the office. I began to pray for, when they told me the story, I began to pray for the kid. I prayed for that kid, laid hands, did everything. There was nothing like a manifestation. The kid was in pain. But while I was praying, I felt the Lord telling me to pray for the mother. So I went to the mother. I just told the mother to stand. Now, when I told her to stand, I began to pray for her. She fell down. Demons began screaming. She began vomiting. Now, demons screamed, and I cast a number of them. So it reached a point when she now began vomiting. But the interesting bit of it is, when she began vomiting, when vomit comes out, it would happen to the child as well. They would vomit simultaneously. It was like you switch off two things at the same time. So after I had cast out every demon, I told the kid to stand up and walk. The kid was so afraid because he was traumatized by the pain. The aunt was holding him, carrying him. You know, a 9-year-old kid is quite big as well. I mean, it's a bit big. So, Preston, how old are you? You're 10. Yeah, just slightly. He was around that age there, that height of my young boy. So, they put him on to stand. I told him to stand. He said, "No, I'm in pain." He said, "No, you stand. The pain is gone." So I convinced the aunt to put him down. The boy stood. I told him, "Are you feeling any pain?" He said, "No." I told him, "Now walk." He said, "No, I can't walk." He was, afraid. He said, "Walk." So he took a first step and he walked. He moved. I asked him, "Are you feeling pain?" "No." And God healed him. Hallelujah. So I later discovered there were a number of things that were done. There were altars in the home. They had done from the maternal side. They had brought witch doctors. They had done many things at home. We had to do a follow-up and go and deal with some altars in the village to stop this kind of thing. So you find that there is a family which has certain sicknesses that some of them you can explain medically. You see people who have the diabetes is like diabetes in the home. People are dying of heart diseases. There's a family which we had to deal with when I was praying for the sister. Okay, now, there's a lady who came to my office. This lady happens to be my OG. So she got saved before I got saved. So she comes to my office. She was very sick. God has blessed them. They are really doing very well. They are rich people. And the lady developed a sickness which she could not heal. I mean, the hospital could not help. She would go to hospital. They tried the best hospitals in the country. It couldn't help them. In the morning, she would not put her leg down. Coming out of bed, she would be in hell itself. She would scream. It was painful. So after trying all the medical things and failed, she came to the office. When I started praying for her, she fell down and started screaming. And the demons began saying, "This lady killed me. She must die. She killed me. She must die." Said, "Devil, you a liar. This lady, I know her. She can't even kill a fly. I've been her. Oh, she's my OG. I've known her for a long time. Who exactly killed you?" Okay. "Their grandfather killed me. I was pregnant. I was even harvesting in a, it was a time of famine. And this woman was harvesting in the grandfather of this woman's field. They had already harvested, but there are those remainders, you know, things that remain behind. So she came, she had nothing to eat. So when she came to harvest, the grandfather came, the old man came and beat this woman to death, and she was pregnant. So she was saying, her grandfather killed me. So we asked, which grandfather? It named. We rang home. We rang some of the relatives. When we asked, they said, we asked them, who is this person in your family? Say, that is a grandfather to our father. So he was a grand. We asked, has this, an incident like this ever happened? They were very much aware of that. It happened and it was destroying them. It had brought a lot of problems. They had tried to handle using witch doctors, but it was continuing. So we prayed, cast out those demons, and that God healed that lady. At that time, the sister was dying of a heart disease, was on life support. We prayed. We had to go to the village and deal with that thing. And God began to do a lot of things. Hallelujah. So curses, they come. There are families where you will see people who battle year after year with illnesses. You find people are committing just suicide, and you don't understand why they commit suicide. Or they are continuous accidents. You find every year at least they have to bury somebody. Because something happened. There's death, mental illnesses, alcoholism, disease, poverty, incest, divorces. So we have, when you see such things, you begin to find out what is causing this in the family. Hallelujah. Even those who come to the Lord seem to fail to break the endless cycle. So you find even people who are born again, where you would think, you know, once you're in Christ, everything is new. But there's something still holding that you need to identify and fight. Amen? These problems can affect a whole community, a whole family, or a whole church, or an individual. There are churches that work under a spell. There are families that live under a spell. There are evil spirits that hit the family. And you find a whole family is in bondage. You find a whole community is in bondage because of certain things that were done. Now, churches of false prophets or people who walk in sin, they are people who start properly. Okay? We have an enemy who hates you, who does not want you to go to heaven. Subuga went somewhere where they are meeting as agents of hell. And the guy came floating on an animal skin. He started saying they will never reach where they are saying they are going. We are going to do everything within our power to fail them. They don't want you to go to heaven. So when you go, when such people begin, and some of them were pastors, some of them are big people in the city, they have a lot of things. So when you are worshiping under such a church, they will put certain things, some curses on you, or some demons that administer in those places, either to make you dull spiritually, they affect your things, you become dependent on them. There are many things that happen to you. So you need to be set free from such things. Amen? Just like I've told you about this family where, you know, they had killed somebody. The grandfather killed somebody. None of them was responsible for that. This girl whom I was praying for was a very innocent lady. Very innocent. She has never done anything. But because of the sins of the forefather, of the grandfather, they were still affecting him. You can find what your dad did, your father did long time ago. It is affecting you. Maybe you were not even born. He might have gone to a witch doctor and made a covenant. There are people who go, especially ladies who struggle with getting children. Traditionally, people would go to witch doctors for Luzaro. So they make covenants, and those covenants now put the whole family under bondage. Every child comes when there is already a covenant on them. They are spirits which have a claim. They say you came from them. What the devil does, he's the one who came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. God did not intend that we be barren. The Bible tells us there will be no barren among you. So the devil complicates the things so that you become desperate. Instead of going for prayers, now you look for spiritual help, but in the wrong place. There are certain things that happen to people, and it is purely spiritual. So, because hospitals cannot handle them, they go now to witch doctors. And those witch doctors will put a spell. So a child comes when he is already earmarked, and the demons begin to influence their lives. It is a curse. You know, a curse, when we are talking about a curse, we are talking about demons which cause certain things to happen in your life. Because we cannot now see the devil, we see the symptoms, and we call that a curse. Amen? Hallelujah. So these discouraging situations can come from a number of factors. So we are going to look at some of the factors which bring such things. So when a curse is placed on someone, the purpose is to cause injury, it is to cause pain, to cause destruction, and sometimes death. Amen? So when somebody pronounces a curse upon your life, its purpose is to bring injury, it's to bring pain, it's to bring destruction and death. The devil, remember, Satan came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. A curse will steal your opportunities. You want to study, you want to, where there are obvious opportunities and you are the best, you find you have not been taken. There's a scholarship for you to go and advance your studies to be the best, to skill yourself. You just find you missed it narrowly and somebody else took. An opportunity come and you cannot go because there's something that is fighting you. It fights your opportunity. It steals from you what belongs to you. So for you, you remain under curse while others are excelling. So such places you need to really fight and say, no, I need to fight the devil. Hallelujah. Once you discover there's something wrong, you need now to wage war. Hallelujah. So the Old Testament is full of examples of curses. But in the New Testament, the Bible tells us that Jesus became a curse that we may be a blessing. Christ purchased our freedom and redeemed us from the curse of the Lord. And it is condemnation by becoming a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree or crucified on a tree. That is Galatians 3:13. You can put that down. Jesus became a curse that we may be a blessing. He exchanged His blessing, the man of God. I mean, God himself, a son of God. He came down so that he can redeem you from the powers that want to hold you. Hallelujah. So why do Christians suffer from these so-called curses, these demonic things? One, ignorance. Hallelujah. When you are ignorant, you are in trouble. Let's look at Hosea 4:6. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge of my law. We are using Amplified Version. My people are destroyed for lack of knowledge of my law, where I reveal my will. Because you, or the priestly nation, have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you from being my priests. Since you have forgotten the law of your God, I will also forget your children. So my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Jesus says you will know the truth and the truth shall set you free. You need to know the truth. You need to know the law of God, what God says. So when you discover the law, the moment you know, the more you are exposed to the truth, the more you get released. Amen? You know the truth and the truth shall set you free. Therefore, Isaiah 5. Let's go to Isaiah 5. We are using Amplified. Isaiah 5:13-14. Therefore, my people go into exile because they lack knowledge of God, and their honorable men are famished, and their common people are parched with thirst. Therefore, Sheol, O hell, the realm of the dead, has increased its appetite and opened its mouth beyond measure. And Jerusalem's splendor, her multitudes, her boisterous uproar, and her drunken revels descend into it. Because we lack knowledge of the Lord, hell has opened its mouth and enlarged itself, and multitudes are descending in it. People are going through challenges, and the devil deceives you. The best place for you to go to is to go to a shrine. So you go to a shrine, you get even more bound. Some people, because of desperation, because of what they are going through, they are seeing some glamorous kind of ministries. They are seeing, you know, false prophets they have, you know. When you go there, there's drama. But because you lack knowledge, you don't read the word. What they are telling you, even when it contradicts the word, you descend there, and so you are bound. You end up worshiping a human being instead of worshiping God. And they are imparting demons in you because you don't know, because you don't have the knowledge of God. So because of lack of the knowledge of the Lord, hell has enlarged itself. Hallelujah. There are places where you should not be going as a Christian. Some people still, the things that you watch in your home, you are watching TVs where they are bringing this seductively, musicians that are half naked, that are doing, you know, terrible dances on the screen, and, you know, they are releasing curses in the home. The music you watch, the porn you watch on your phone, the things that you watch, they are terrible. They are bringing bondage in your environment. So hell has enlarged itself. So many, the multitudes are descending in it. The honorable men, the honorable women, you are falling into hell. Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 7:12. For wisdom is protection, even as money is protection. But the excellence, advantage of knowledge, is that wisdom shields and preserves lives of its possessor. Shields and it preserves the lives of its possessor. Wisdom is protection. Amen? Even as money is protection, but the excellent advantage of knowledge is that wisdom shields and preserves the life of its possessor. There are people who have money, they will hire guards, they will have everything. Their lives seem to be protected. Money is protection according to the Bible. It will protect you from many things. Even when you're just coughing a little bit, you are running to a doctor to check. And you know, you receive attention and all the things that you need. But there's something about wisdom. The Bible is telling you that my people perish because of lack of wisdom. So if you as a Christian, you must have wisdom. You must have wisdom, the knowledge of God. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. You must fear the Lord. You must know the word of God. It will protect you. This one is beyond money. The excellent advantage of knowledge is that it shields. Knowledge is that wisdom shields and preserves the lives of its possessor. This one shields and preserves your life from falling into danger. Hallelujah. So have wisdom. This is where Solomon says, the scripture is getting out of my mind, but I'll get it. To keep Satan from taking advantage. Okay. Now let's look at 2 Corinthians 2. Colossians 2, 2 Corinthians 2, 11. To keep Satan from taking advantage of us, we are not ignorant of his schemes. Ignorance is bad. So if you have knowledge, you will not be ignorant of certain schemes. You'll be aware. Whatever he comes from, whether he comes from a false prophet, you'll be aware. Whether he comes from TV, your mind will be active. Amen? To keep Satan from getting advantage of us, for we are not ignorant of his wills and intentions. My version says, we are not ignorant of his schemes. When we have knowledge, it exposes, it helps us to know the schemes of the evil one. So, does ignorance help us? Just because you do something without knowing, do you think you are free from such, the implication of the law? Now, this is what the Bible says. The Bible says in Leviticus 5:17. Now, if anyone sins and does anything or does any of the things which the Lord has forbidden, though he was not aware of it, still he is guilty and shall bear his punishment. Amen? Now, if anyone sins and does any of the things which the Lord has forbidden, though he was not aware of it, still he is guilty and shall bear his punishment. There are people who do things and say, I just didn't know. I don't care. You don't want to know the word of God, what the word of God says about certain circumstances. So for you, use ignorance as your shield. Because I did not know. Eh? You don't know what the Bible says about getting married to another man, the man who is married. So you are there in somebody's marriage. You got married to a Muslim. You're a second woman. You are committing adultery. And you are living under a curse. And because you were in a church where they can't even tell you because I've seen people. They're in the churches where they will not tell them that being a second wife, you are living under a curse. So they are there. Comfortable. Sometimes, there are people who come to us and they seem to be a blessing. Somebody has a good job. Somebody has money. And so long as the money is coming in, is bringing in tithe, we are even afraid. Me, where I studied from, my theology, I was told I'm not even supposed to look at who brings what in the church. We have a whole system. So if you bring that, because when money comes in, when a guy brings in 500 million, and there's a way it also works on you. You really, hallelujah. So when the guy is walking in sin, or the woman is walking in sin, you fear even to go and rebuke them because you don't want to lose them. You want them to be a member of your home, your house. So you are there, the pastor has not told me, but read the word. You are being ignorant of what the word says. Will not protect you. You will still be under a curse. Hallelujah. Run away from a curse. Hallelujah. I may not tell you as a pastor, but you need to dig the word yourself and know what God says in particular circumstances. Amen? If you don't read and study the word of the Lord, then you are rejecting knowledge, according to Hosea 4:6. Amen? You are rejecting knowledge. Now, causes of curses. There are curses that are caused through Lego grounds. Amen? When going to the promised land, God instructed his children through Moses in Deuteronomy 28. He put both blessings and curses. And he told them, if you obey my law and walk according to my law, this blessing shall come upon you. Can you put for us Deuteronomy 28? Hallelujah. If you listen diligently to the voice of the Lord your God, being watchful to do all his commandments, which I command you this day. The Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. So we place ourselves, there's placing yourself for a blessing and placing yourself for a curse. Amen? It's like when you are, right now we are under shelter. And when the sun is very hot, because you are under a shelter, you are shielded from the sun, the heat of the sun. But if you go and sit in the sun, you have placed yourself under the heat. You are going to suffer. When it rains here, we are shielded. When it rains, you'll be soaked. So blessings are also like that. You can bless yourself. You can place yourself under a blessing by obedience to the word of God, being diligent to obey. This blessing shall come upon you and overtake you. You'll be blessed in the city and the country. When you come in and when you go out, when you, whatever you do, be blessed. I'll bless the fruit of your womb. I'll do this and this. God lines up blessings. And later on he says, he tells you, but if you disobey my voice, these curses shall come upon you and overtake you. You will be cursed in the city and the country. You will be cursed when you come in and when you go out. Your children will be cursed. He curses everything. The fruit of your womb will be cursed. The cows in your field will be cursed. Everything around you will be cursed because you have placed yourself around a curse. So there are curses that come because of Lego grounds. When you have disobeyed the word of the Lord. Now there are curses from God. Those are curses that come after disobedience to the word of God. So God talked about blessings and curses. Because God loves his people. He wants you to be under a blessing. But when you disobey him, you come under a curse. There are curses from God and curses from Satan and his agents. Now, curses from Satan and his agent, they are those which come with legal rights. You have done something that is worthy a curse. There are certain things that you do and you deserve a curse. Just like when you sin against the law of the land, you will be taken to prison. And they will levy a case against you, and it's a legal case, and you have to pay for the damages. There are curses from Satan. Curses from Satan are for causing injury and pain and destruction. Curses from God are for gaining one's attention and causing him to turn away from evil. Amen. Like when God sent Jonah to go and preach in Nineveh, he told him, "Go and preach to the people." Jonah was supposed to go, put on his tie, put on his suit, get into the vessel and walk right to Nineveh and preach to the people of Nineveh. But the guy had in his heart, he said, "I'm not going there." So he ran away. And when he ran away, he sat in the ship, and God brought a terrible storm that wrecked the ship. And even anybody who was associated with Jonah in that ship suffered wrath. There are certain people whom you sit with and you partake of their curse. He comes in your house, you know you partake of the curse. You employ them, you partake of the curse. So the people lost everything. They had to throw everything they had trying to save their lives until they said, "I think there's somebody here who has a curse. Let's cast a lot." And when they cast the lot, it fell on Jonah. And they asked Jonah, "What is where are you going? Who are you? Who are your people?" So Jonah began to tell them how he's running away from God. So they asked, they got even afraid. They said, "What can we do?" He said, "Just throw me into the lake and into the water and I will be well." They got even more afraid. And they tried everything to save Jonah until they knew if they continued, they were all going to die. So they got the honorable man, threw him in the fish, and, you know, the fish, the storm came down, everything became fine. There are people who get out of your life, and that's when you start breathing. Hallelujah. So Jonah is taken, and, you know, when he's in the belly of the fish, that's when he gets God's attention. even in the sheep. That's when he said, I've missed. It is me who is causing this. So in the sheep, in the belly, he had to repent. And whether he liked it or not, God forced him to go and preach. A fish had to spit him. He came out when he's smelling fish. He's covered with the saliva of the fish and everything. He's just smelling fish and he has to preach the word. So sometimes when you are running away from God, God can cause you. You either obey and put on your suit and go and preach and do God's will. If you disobey, you will find yourself being spat like Jonah. Hallelujah. So, this what? Curses from God. Curses from God are for gaining one's attention. Attention and causing him to turn away from evil. Hallelujah. So, let's read this scripture. Isaiah 42, 24 to 25. Who gave up Jacob, the kingdom of Judah? I'm using an amplified version. Who gave up Jacob, or the kingdom of Judah, for a spoil, and the kingdom of Israel to the plunderers? Was it not God? Was it not the Lord? He against whom we of Judah have sinned, and in whose ways they of Israel were unwilling to walk, and whose law and teachings they did not obey. Therefore, he poured out on Israel the heat of his anger and the fierceness of the battle, and engulfed him in fire. Yet he did not recognize the lesson of repentance which Assyrian conquest was intended to teach. It burned him, but he did not take it to heart. So the writer is asking, who gave up Jacob or the kingdom of Judah for a spoil? And the kingdom of Israel to the plunderers, was it not the Lord? He against whom we of Judah have sinned against. And when and in whose ways they of Israel were unwilling to walk, and whose law and teachings they did not obey. Therefore he poured out on Israel the heat of his anger and the fierceness of the battle, and engulfed him in fire. Yet he did not recognize the lesson of repentance which the Assyrian conquest was intended to teach. When these children of Israel, God told them, the enemy shall come, when the enemy come upon you, he will come in one direction but flee in seven directions. Because the Lord was intended, he intended to fight for them. The Israel was to hold their peace. There was no nation which was supposed to conquer Israel. So long as Israel was walking in obedience to the Lord, whether the nation was mightier, stronger, it had which kind of army, so long as Israel was obedient, it will never be conquered. Israel was intended only to conquer its enemies, because it was not them fighting, but the Lord was fighting for them. Now, when they moved away from the Lord raised up a nation that came to harass them, that came to torture them. And Assyria came and plundered them and took them away from their cities, killed men of their people, their young ones, their older ones, because of the anger of the Lord. Now, the psalmist says, they did not even learn. Isaiah is saying, they did not even learn the lesson of repentance that was intended for them, to them. When God was hitting them, it was not to punish them and not kill them, but bringing their attention back to him. They were supposed to repent and turn back to the Lord. So the curse from the Lord is intended to get our attention so that we can serve him. Hallelujah. Curses from Satan are evil spirits placed on an individual or a community for a specific purpose. From God consists of several things, e.g., for example, catastrophic weather, You can have terrible weather, famine. Do you remember the time of Ahab? When Ahab kind of sinned against the Lord, there was like a witchcraft in Israel. Elijah came and said, so long as I live, you are not going to have rain for 3.5 years. And the guy walked away. And for 3.5 years, people suffered with the sunshine. It cost a desert. Everything died. The grass went. People suffered famine because of their out. So God brought terrible weather to destroy them. Sometimes it can be an outbreak, like a disease, like what we are having right now, corona, that demonic disease. When you look at Egypt, when God wanted to release his children, he brought a lot of calamities. They had to go through a series of torture. The hailstorms, many things. Those were things that are coming from God. Sometimes God can give Satan a legal right to afflict people because of sin. When people sin against the Lord, the Lord will just lift off his hand. And the devil will come with all his fury. He came to steal, to kill, and to destroy. So sources or the roots of curses, the sin of the forefathers, witchcraft, polygamy. It is where there's polygamy, there's a spirit which is the spirit of, you know, where you don't want somebody to be better than you. Jealousy, the spirit of jealousy, yes. The spirit of jealousy where, no, when somebody's kid is performing better in class, the stepmother feels, She gets a good job, then you think she's going to look after your co-wife and me, I'm suffering here, she's going to be over my children. So they bewitch you. In polygamy, there's a spirit of, that spirit of jealousy. It works a lot and it has destroyed many people. You can't get anywhere. You come back driving and somebody says he has blown the dust for us. So we are going to see. As you drive back, you collide with the trailer. And you think it was just, you know, an accident. It was not an accident. Somebody went somewhere and engineered something, released stuff to come and destroy you. So polygamy is a terrible place. God did not want us to have polygamy. Amen? The sin of the forefathers, like I told you what the other man did, he killed somebody and now the children were suffering. Witchcraft. Witchcraft is terrible. It's a root cause. People, Africans like witchcraft. There's somebody I was praying for. This is also from a polygamous family. This woman, the guy got a woman who was from a rich family, and the woman helped him to study. So they bought land, they got cars, then they decided to make a wedding. So on the wedding, the husband, their parents came. So this man comes with both wives, the mother of the son and the co-wife. Now, while everybody was dancing and rejoicing, this one was dying of jealousy. They were just killing her. She just couldn't stand the success, the things that she was seeing. So when she went back, they gave them a cake. First of all, there are these paparazzis who come around and, you know, they are photographing everybody. Then they put the photos there for you to buy. So as they pass with the view, the woman bought the photo of the couple. The stepmother of the boy bought the photo and went. So when they reached home, they gave them, they shared the cake, cut the cake and they gave her a piece. The woman went to a witch doctor. From that time, these people hated each other. They were going for divorce. The man became something else. Yet the man had been so grateful to the woman and loved the woman with his heart. So when I was praying for the woman, the stepmother started manifesting. Hey, he married what? This boy who has just grown up when I'm seeing. He married a woman who is very rich and has made her very rich. So made him very rich. I attended their wedding and I felt bad. So I bought their photo. And took to a witch doctor. And we tied in a back cloth. and tied it on a tree. You know, which doctors have a revelation? Which craft there? So we tied it up on a string, and I said these words. As the wind blows this thing and takes it this way and that way, their marriage is going to be like that. Today the man is in, tomorrow he's out. Today he's in, tomorrow... And the marriage was like that. I got their cake and took, and the witch doctor told me to get, you know, human dung, and I mixed it with it. So, and we said these words as they prepared their meal and served their guests, and they were happy. They will never eat and rejoice together. Every time she prepares food, it's going to be smelling poo poo. The man would come at home and say, "Wait, you did not clean yourself. You did not clean yourself when you go to the toilet. Why is the house smelling poo poo?" It was, you know, there's a demon called Kawunyira. It will cause everything to smell. So the guy comes and he's just holding, he changed the bedroom. At the end of the day, he ran home, away from home because of witchcraft. Witchcraft is a curse. It's a root cause of curses. Somebody goes, "You have done completely nothing." And just, you know, one time I went with one of my kids, with some of my kids, to the village. And the kid was passing. He passed near a hen which had produced chicks. And as he was passing, the thing just jumped on the guy and is crying. The guy screamed, he came running. You know, in town we don't have the things. The guy came complaining. "This hen just scratched. I had done completely nothing." The problem was not scratching him, but he had done completely nothing. Now, this is how demons work. Satan work. You have done completely nothing, but he will just jump on you and scratch you and, you know, mess up your life. Hallelujah. Amen. Now, there are things also dedicated. There are people who are dedicated to Satan. Somebody can be, you know, from childhood, they dedicate you to serve in the altar, or that spirits will sit on you. And those spirits sit on you, they will fail to study, they will do things in your life so that you just become a moving altar. So you grow up under a curse. It is a curse. Satan, you cannot serve Satan when you are, you know, Satan has not, you can't serve Satan when you're having a good life. No. The other source, the root cause, is continuing in the sins of the forefathers. The other thing is the accursed things or the accursed objects. Bringing the accursed things at home. We shall read in, okay, we don't have time. But when you go to the book of Joshua, you will find Achan bringing, getting something from Jericho. God told them, "Don't touch anything. Don't." But the guy reached there and, you know, he admired a garment and brought it at home. God, who had helped them to conquer Jericho without touching anything, without fighting, they just only moved around 7 times and the wall was down. Now they go to a smaller city and they were beaten flat. When they inquired, they discovered somebody had brought an accursed object. Now at home, there are people who have a lot of accursed objects and they are bringing Satan, demons in your home. Some of those accursed objects are, you know, music, secular music. Some of you have them on your phones, on your flash. You have Chameleon. You have the things of Bobby Wine. You have the songs they are singing. They all bring curses. Some of them, they tell him they are singing. These secular guys, they sing so-called gospel songs. From where? Under which inspiration? They will sing for you. Yesu uomwe kwase, vomusava, Adamu esala zafe, ayamba. Do you know those things? But before the guy begins singing that, he will tell you, "Bam, bam, big, bam, hallelujah." Bam, bam, big, bam, hallelujah. Now, And he's telling you to worship your God using your palms. That's a curse. That's not from God. But for you, only hearing, you know, you are concentrating on certain lines, you have been fooled. Demons of immorality are being released in your home. Your husband begins moving around and you don't know what is driving him crazy. But they have released demons in your environment. So you told him, my God, you got that. And the guy is doing like, do you know what they are singing about? This guy is underworld. In their world, they eat human flesh and human blood. So when they are looking at your flesh, it is already battered with blood. So he's just telling you, then you begin developing sicknesses and you don't know where that sickness came from. You go to hospital, they can't treat it, but a demon entered you from the other side. This is a story of my anger, taking me higher to the level. Fire burning hotter. Fire burn them. You know that song? Do you know this, the fire they are burning, talking about? The guy is singing about hell. He has been there, he has seen it, and he cannot come out. He's bound. So he has anger. So he's telling you, this is a story of my anger, taking me higher to the level. Fire burning. Now he's talking about hell, burning hotter. Fire burn them. And you are there burning them. You are even calling fire on yourself. Those things, secular music, leave it alone. It has its source. The source is hell, and it's made to bring demonic environment. Some of you, you know, we have taken on secular things without even thinking. Now, you have attended people's weddings and they were singing, they were bringing in this, cultural troops. You know those things? Cultural dancers? So they come singing songs from the shrine and for you are being entertained. So every time you even watch your wedding thing, you are what? You are inviting demons. One time I was a best man of a certain brother of mine, and they invited those cultural things. Somebody said, me, when it is not there, I cannot come to the wedding. So we had to pay for the witches to come and sing for us. So we reached there, and the guys who come, they have this belt on their feet. Kanyomonyomo, ndikuta, wendi malokuta, ndito umulara, ndikuatu umulara. Do you know that thing? Akanyomonyomo, ndikuta. Wendi marokuta, ndito umulala. Your familiarity. Have you heard things like that? Akanyomonyomo, that's familiarity. I will kill you with your familiarity. I will kill you. When I finish killing you, I will kill somebody else. And you're there, you are being, the guys are dancing. This is cultural. Cultural what? You are inviting demons in your environment. You watch those things at home, you are inviting demons. Hallelujah. Some of you, even your wedding things needs to be edited so that you can watch without inviting demons at home. And you need even to repent. Hallelujah. You have those pornographic things, you have them at home. Some of you watch them, I don't know to get what. There are certain things that God put in our systems that are automatic. We don't need to be taught. God don't learn anything. So if you are learning, some you are watching, but we are learning styles, I don't know what, people. You are inviting demons. The people who, people who make those things, they are deliberate. They carry terrible demons of immorality and curses, poverty, and many other things. So as you are watching, you are opening a floodgate of demons to come into your environment. Now, these days, there's something called Christian pornography. Yeah. Satan is the liar. Now for you, see, Christian pornography. Christian pornography, honestly. Be careful. You have things of raggedy. These musicians here, they have, every one of them have a specific assignment. So be careful. Those schemas throw things, you go and somebody dancing, you're like, wah! You know? Do you know how those devices dance? Their work is to kukunamira. When somebody kukunamira you, my friend, tata wa kukunamira. If your mother kukunamiras you, you are in trouble. Kunamira is terrible. Now today for you, you pay for somebody to come and curse you. So somebody will come on you, you have paid your DSTV package, and you put on this music, some girl comes, she's all half naked, still dance, da, 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 and you are there. She's releasing curses in your life. Be careful. Those are curses, modern curses. They are coming to you. You're the ones who invite them. Get away such things. Block such channels. Don't allow the family members to watch them, whether you are there or not there. Turn away from them. They are fashions from hell. Bags, shoes, clothes, souvenirs. You know, you put on your... There are certain things, you know, like when you go to a shrine. This guy is like leopard skin so much. Most of the witches and the traditional kings and what. Now, some of this leopard thing, most of the leopard print is an imitation of that thing. The devil knows you are not going to buy an animal skin and put on. So he makes something which is similar. That's why even in your bag where you are not, in your shoes, if it is for decoration, they have to, they put even down inside so that you step in something where the devil has his mark. Those clothes where you see snakes, a snake that is Satan himself, is a symbol of Satan. So you see serpents on your clothes. Don't put on snake print. The snake print or just putting snakes. I've seen clothes where they are only skulls. You are walking with the spirit of death. Skulls. They look like flowers, but they are skulls all over. Even on the underpants and what. So be careful when you are buying some of the things. Be careful what you buy for your children. Somebody, you know, royal dragon. Royal dragon, do you know the royal dragon? You are talking about Satan himself. Royal dragon, fashion wear. Ancient dragon, fashion wear. New ancient dragon. You can buy a trouser, very, you know, plain like this, but the lining inside. Be careful, those things carry demons. I've prayed for people. Where you are praying for them and the demons are telling you, onatuambadi, tetuji agenda. Atuambadi. You check and the thing is just the dress. There are watches which have 666. They are made like flowers. So if you be careful when you are buying some of those things. The moment it comes, it begins. You see, demons, one thing you have to know about demons, they don't move in space. They move on objects. That's why when you go to a witch doctor, he will not allow you to go just without something. They will give you a talisman, or what we call in Luganda, it is. So as you put on that thing, demons now, you know, pinned on that. So for you are thinking, this thing is protecting me, but you are carrying a terrible demon. If God, you just open your spiritual eyes to see it, you would flee. Hallelujah. So these clothes... Be careful of the clothes. Have you seen the clothes where there's flames of fire? That flame of fire is not a fire of the bush that somebody took a picture. They are telling you, they are putting you in the fire of hell itself, so you move with hell surrounding you. Some of it has thick smoke. Some of them, you know, have terrible writings. You put, somebody buys a sex slave. So you're a sex slave, a demon of sex. Demons of lust enter you and you don't know what you're doing. Somebody buys for a child a t-shirt, future heartbreaker. So you think he's going to break the hearts of, you know, women. You want your heart to be broken. He will start by breaking your own heart. Hallelujah. You know, somebody buys a t-shirt for a child. There's a car what's this huge cars? Okay, like say a Jeep. These are particular ones, like those ones, a million drives. A hammer. Then there's a skeleton driving it. And they are telling you, they have written on off-road, a kid headed for accident. he's off-road and his life is headed for accident. Then you buy that and bring it to your child. Be careful of what you buy for your children. Then you have cartoons which are bringing demons in the home. Children are now, they imitate cartoons. They are like cartoons. And some of the cartoons are gay cartoons. Some of them are thieves. Some of them are I don't know what. They are children who are just, you know, where the enemy is bringing cartoons to just destroy people's lives. Those souvenirs, those bags, be careful with them. This, be away from a company of accursed people. There are people where people whom you walk with and you know, these people, I'm actually walking on a dangerous ground. Lot had to, he moved and stayed next to Sodom and Gomorrah. It was a prosperous city, it had many things, but the people were wicked. At the end of the day, he lost everything. I'm about to finish. I need to be winding up. So, be careful. Let's read the scripture as we come to an end. Can you put for us 1 Samuel? I use NLT. 1 Samuel 15, 1 to 6. New Living Translation. The Bible says, one day Samuel said to Saul, "It was the Lord who told me to anoint you as the king of his people, Israel. Now listen to this message from the Lord. This is what the Lord of heaven's armies has declared. I have decided to settle accounts with the nation of Amalek for opposing Israel when they came from Egypt. Now go and completely destroy the entire Amalek nation. Men, women, children, babies, cattle, sheep, goat, camel, and donkeys." So Saul mobilized his army at Telaim. There were 200,000 soldiers from Israel and 10,000 men from Judah. Then Saul and his army went to a town of Amalek and lay in wait in a valley. Saul sent this warning to the Canaanite. You hear? Saul sent this warning to the Canaanite. "Move away from where the Amalekites live, or you will die with them. For you showed kindness to all the people of Israel when they came up from Egypt." So the Canaanite packed and left. This nation called Amalek had hindered Israel from moving. So it carried God's curse. And God released a curse to destroy them. But there was people who were living among them. They were Canaanites. They were not under the curse. But so long as they were associated with Amalek, they were going to die. So God told Saul to tell the Canaanites to run away from the cursed people. Hallelujah. Amen. There are people who have a curse upon their lives. You employ them, you see trouble. I know of a lady. She's a celeb. She's powerful. Anybody whom she associates with, who begins dating her, either will get a terrible disease, will get an accident, will die. Many of them. Even when that boat is called what? The boat. Huh? That boat. Tentra. Is it Tentra? Templar, yes. Yes, she was on that boat with the guy who was dating her. When people started drowning, that guy died. For her, she remained. There's a guy who was working with a powerful media house. He was her boyfriend. Today, he got that guy was supposed to be very prosperous. BBC was hiring him. The moment he started dating, I got into an accident. Today he's fighting for his brain. The brain was damaged. And so many other series of people. You have had people who just get, somebody, they are going to get married and Somebody dies in an accident because they are associated with wrong people. So there are people who carry curses, and we need to be sensitive in our spirits. If you don't have the way of helping them through deliverance, you are better off running away. You'll be like the Canaanites, just run away and leave the person alone. Hallelujah. So you can read this on your own. I just mentioned about it. In Joshua chapter 7, from verse 1 to 7, you will see that story of that young man. Of Achan. How Achan brought a problem by carrying the accursed things. Now, there are other things that are cursed that where you need to be careful about. Something like Valentine's Day. That is a day which is dedicated to the evil one. It is a day of the spirit of immorality. When they were launching it here in Uganda, they had to sacrifice 4 virgins to dedicate that day. On the day, they give free condoms. Even the color itself, red and black. Now, if you have your wife, if you have somebody whom you love, you don't need to wait for this day to go and associate with it. I can take my wife out any other day except Valentine's Day. Because the Bible tells me, thou shalt not follow the crowd to do evil. Hallelujah. It's just following the crowd, no sensitivity. You don't know why this day is there. I'm going on Valentine. Everything in the restaurants, demons have been released everywhere. That day is the day where demons release curses. There are people who just go out intending to just have a good time, but they end up in the wrong place. Because there are spirits that work on that day that are released. That is an accursed day. Hallelujah. Newspapers and magazines. Be careful. Things like we listen to Beat FM, something for witch doctors. All the programs are for witch doctors. Be careful. Newspapers and magazines. There are magazines where, by the way, there's a kid whom I prayed for who had only seen what? The parents used to buy ready paper. I'm sorry if there's somebody who works for ready paper here. So, they bring the thing at home all the time, ready paper. And the kid came. She just opened. The father is a doctor. The mother is a doctor. So the mother is born again. The father is not born again. But he liked ready paper. So the girl got the ready paper and saw a nude photo. So some demon entered her and she was not aware. So she got addicted to nude photos, pornographic material. Then one time she wanted to go to Canada to visit one of the aunties and they refused her. When they refused, a demon of depression entered her. This girl was studying in Gaza. One time she became mad, began burning things in the school, began tearing books. She became crazy. They called the parents. Now, being medical people, the first thing was to take her to a psychiatric place. They took her, they tried to help her, she was not succeeding. So they brought her to my office one time. I began praying for this young girl. She fell down, began screaming, and demons began confessing how they entered. I entered her, I'm the first one who entered her. I entered her through a newspaper, ready paper. Now, you are looking for somebody who has bewitched your kid, but you are the one who has brought the accursed object. There are things that are accursed. So it opened up, demons of what? Of course, I had to get addicted to pornography, to many things. Demons of depression came in. But the first thing was a newspaper. So those are accursed objects. We prayed for that girl. She got delivered. She studied, finished. She went to Cyprus. She's okay. I mean, she has become a wonderful girl. But it was God's intervention. Hallelujah. Yes. The opening was the accursed objects. Some of us, we are looking for people who are bewitching us, who are bewitching our children, when we are the ones who are bewitching our children by bringing in accursed objects. Hallelujah. Amen. Those things like boat cruises or cruises, those are terrible things. If I'm going on a boat cruise, I'm just going to have life, to enjoy life. They are going to bring their witch doctors, these musicians who are witches. They are bend overs. They are singing and, you know, becoming naked. Everything obscene on those boats. So you get into problems. Your smartphones, be careful with them. They have brought trouble to our children. Computer games, computers, you know, those sites, every time they are, you know, they want to know, they are releasing something into your child. So children, be careful with the computers. You watch something and it becomes a problem to you. There are certain businesses like gambling, casino, bars, etc. Gambling, casinos. Run away from casino. Run away from casino. They have ruined many people's lives. Those things have very powerful altars. The guys who hold this city, they have their altars on those casinos and they are holding the city like this. You just go with something small. The first time you put there, you win money. But that money comes with a curse. I've seen people who have lost businesses, sold their houses because of those gambling things. Those are satanic businesses. Run away from them. Bars and those other things, run away from them. So, you need to know the word of God. Be led by the Spirit of the Lord. The Bible says those who know the Lord, or those who are led by the Spirit, are the children of God. You need the Spirit of God to lead you, and the Spirit of God will only lead you when you know the word of the Lord. When you know the word of God, you'll be sensitive in your spirit. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's stand up. Our time is really moved, and we are going to pray for you. Hallelujah. There is power in the word. Now, some of us, as we have been teaching, some of you have fallen victims over certain things. You have invited the enemy in your lives. Secular music has been the order of the day. Some of you are addicted to pornography. You are addicted to many things. I talked about them in details the other time. I want you just to examine your life today. Begin to speak to the Lord. Ask the Lord to forgive you of all your sins. The Lord to touch you. The Lord to bless you. The Lord to minister to you. Just speak to Him right now. Begin to repent. Begin to repent right now. Repent before the Lord. Yes, Lord. We come before you, Lord. We bring your people. Lord, you know how they have been, Lord. Some of them have been insensitive to some of the things that we are talking about. But Lord, we ask for forgiveness. We ask you that you touch your people. We pray that you heal your people. You set them free from the powers of darkness, from the working of Satan, Lord. Lord, as your people they repent before you, I ask for forgiveness, Lord. Forgive them. Let your power be upon them. Let your glory be upon them. Let your anointing be upon them, Lord. Touch your people, Lord. Bless your people. Heal your people. Deliver your people from the trap of the evil one, from the working of Satan. Lord, those who have been in wrong altars, demonic altars, those who have been dedicated by the evil one, Lord, I ask that you touch them, that you touch them, Lord. Touch them, Lord Almighty. Touch them, O God. Repent of the things of the family, where they have taken you to altars, where they have washed you with some demonic water, where they have, done things which are, where there are altars in the home. Repent of those things and disassociate yourself with them. Lord, we ask that you disassociate your people with the things of God. Those have been dedicated by their parents of God, where the parents of Lord went to witch doctors looking for Luzaro, looking for children, and they have a claim over them. Lord, I ask for forgiveness, Lord. Touch these people. Set them free from the powers of darkness. where their parents went looking for riches from witches, O Lord. I ask that, Lord, you touch your people. Set them free, O God. Set them free. Set them free. Set them free, O God Almighty. From demonic powers, from witchcraft, from sorcery, from satanic powers. Touch your people today. Set them free, Lord. Set them free, O God Almighty. Set them free, Lord. Those who have gone to these false prophets, O God Almighty, seeking for riches, seeking for blessings. They went thinking that they were your servants, O God, but they ended up in covenants, and those powers have been controlling them. Lord, we ask for forgiveness. Lord, touch them. Set your people free. 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 Set your people free, Lord. Rokoshite la babosete. Rosete lebebosata. Rosete lebeboshiti lebebo. Rokoseke lebebosita la mamaseke. We break bondages, Lord. We break bondages, Lord. We break bondages, Lord. We break curses. We break curses. We break curses from your people. We break curses, Lord. We break curses. I command every evil spirit to go. I break every chain that is holding your people. I break every claim the enemy has over your people. Satan, I command you to go. Satan, I command you to loose God's people right now. Loose God's people. Loose God's people. Loose God's people. Loose God's people. I release the power of God. I release the glory of the Holy Ghost. Satan, you have no power over her. Lose her life in the name of Jesus. I release the fire of God. I release the glory of the Holy Ghost. Lose them, devil. Lose them, devil. Lose them in the name of Jesus. I release fire. I release fire. I release fire. I release fire. Satan, lose God's people. Lose them right now. I break addictions. I break addictions. I break demonic addictions. Satan, you have no power. You have no power over people. Lose them right now. Lose their lives in the name of Jesus. Satan, I destroy you. 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 Lose. Lose her life. Lose her soul. Lose her body. Lose in the name of Jesus. I defeat Lucifer. I defeat his demons. Thank you, Jesus. I release the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Satan, you have no power. Lose this lady. Beko. Beko. Die. Furuma. Furuma. Evi Mulwanyisa. Biocha. Amanika Satan. I defeat. I break. Break every satanic bondage. Break it in the name of Jesus. Never go. Go and never come back. Go and never come back. Thank you, Jesus. Satan, I break your power. Lose this young man. Lose his life. Lose his soul. Lose his body. Lose him in the name of Jesus. We pray for his education. We pray for his progress. We pray that, Lord, you touch him. We pray that you bless him. That you uplift him. You uphold him. Thank you, Holy Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah. Father, in the name of Jesus, which is above every other name, we want to thank you for your divine blessings upon this church. We thank you for this altar. We thank you for Pastor Moses, whom you have blessed over here. Lord, I pray for your divine presence to continually guide him. Lord, I pray that your presence will be upon him. Let your angels walk with him. Let your spirit guide him, O Lord. Let your word guide him, O God Almighty. I pray that you touch him. I pray that you bless him. I pray that your anointing continually be upon him. Expand this ministry, O God Almighty. Use him, O God, to touch many lives, O God. To bring many lives to the kingdom. Establish this kingdom. Provide for this church, O Lord. Provide for this church, O King Jesus. Lord, I pray that many people, you bring growth, O God, over this ministry. Lord, whatever has been hindering growth, we come against it. We break its power. In the name of Jesus, Lord. Anything that was sent against this ministry to fight it, any demon, Lord, we arrest it, we bind it and destroy it by the power and authority. In the name of Jesus. Satan, you have no power over this ministry. You have no authority over this ministry. We destroy you. We break you and command you to flee from this ministry. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we release your glory. We release your power. I pray for Pastor Moses. I pray for his family. I pray for those around him, oh God. The leaders, oh Lord, you have gathered around him. I pray that, Lord, you guide them. I pray that you protect them. I pray that you unite them, oh God Almighty. I pray against that spirit that breaks ministry, that causes ministry to split. We break that spirit in the name of Jesus. We pray that they will be in one accord and you raise them. I pray for provision for a land which is theirs, oh God Almighty, that you grant them land and money to build a sanctuary for your people. Lord, we bless you. Thank you for this ministry. We bless it in the name of the Father, of the Son, and the Holy Spirit, we pray. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. May the Lord bless you. We have the books. If you want the books, they are right here. May the Lord bless you.
Glory be to God. Amen. Yes, let us lift our hands and praise the Lord for what we have received. Yeah. Evangelist Wandera, as you've seen, people don't know how to obey instructions. That's why they even ignore the law of the Lord. I told people to lift their hands and they clapped. You know, those are the things. Okay? Yeah. Kenneth Hagin was told clapping hands to God is a waste of time. Alright? Yeah. The Bible talks about lifting our hands to Him. Glory be to God. So let us give a big hand clap to Evangelist Patrick Wandera. Glory be to God. Good to see all of you. Some people haven't seen in years. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yes. Visitors are here and they don't know my wife. Even Patrick was asking me the other Sunday that I didn't see your wife. My wife is just right. Stand up and people see you. Amen. Yeah. Glory be to God. Yes. At my wedding, I refused those traditional chaps. You know, it was my wedding. Eh? It was my wedding. It wasn't my father's wedding. It wasn't my friend's wedding. It wasn't my clan's wedding. It was my wedding. I refused any music which is not Christian. Alright? I refused. People complain, voices arose, but it was his wedding, and I was in charge. Najirina Mutano. You understand? Okay, please grow up and be responsible. You know the truth, but you don't want to walk in the truth. Then you get problems. Okay? You know the truth. Just walk in the truth. Just tell your mother no. Teach again that, you understand? Eh? Let us throw a tantrum. Eh? But it's yours. Eh? And if you can, explain to her. You understand? Eh? Okay? Alright? Secular music. I went to Vakava. People I heard cried. Eh? My wife saw whatever. They were like, what? What? I said, okay, he saved what you get, but even not two songs. I told her to go and tell them that I have said, okay? I wasn't marrying them, alright? I was marrying, so the opinions didn't matter. I wasn't marrying a clan, a family. I wasn't up to impressing anybody, apart from my wife. Glory be to God, okay? The chairman of my wedding meetings and organizing is here. Let's give a big hand. Come. Glory be to God. This is a man I even had to sack a chairman. This was a substitute. I sacked a chairman, me. So sacking people hasn't just begun here. I've been at it for ages. And I, you know, I didn't grow up so being attached to people. You understand? And when I got saved, it works to my advantage. Detaching from somebody is a very easy thing to me. You understand? Very easy. Very, very easy. And it's an advantage. Glory be to God. It's an advantage. Hallelujah. He read a scripture. If you love mother, father, sister, brother more than the Lord, you're not worthy to be what? A disciple. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, so please, young ladies. Okay? Your weddings are coming up. Okay? But, yeah. Don't take up, make it a burden for the pastor to pray for you. No, 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 no. You do the right thing. Hallelujah. Brichi mu muchi si, muchi, you load it on the what? On pastors, on the, okay? Do your things, then you shall see where to come in and see what no katibambi yetagachi. Yetaga support. Glory be to God. These guys are real traditional things. Ebyobuwangwa, as in, what do you lose by not being in those ebyobuwangwa things? Kingdom stuff. There's a football club, which one? There's a Saza, which one? A cup yesterday. Anyway, you understand? You don't lose nothing. And by the way, what you do, now, let me help you to be encouraged to do the right thing for things that concern you. Whatever you do, all right, just know you are either doing something good or bad for your kids and those coming. You understand? Now, just know that. Just know. Okay? All right? That is why when Abraham and Eliezer, okay, when told him to make a covenant with him, go and get a wife for my son, okay, he told him, put your what? Your hand under what? My thigh. Okay? But it wasn't that. You understand? He had to put his hand where the seed is. So he was swearing to the seed, as in Abraham's progeny. That's how serious things are. Glory be to God. Amen? You can set your family, your whatever, on course for prosperity, for blessing, just you alone. You're consulting your sister. Your sister who's married to a Muslim. She's your chief advisor. Can you imagine? Believers, their advisors are their sisters who are not born again. Their brothers who are, you know, because, you know, family, okay? You have a wedding, your matron is not born again. So just imagine at the wedding, she's carrying something. Okay? Your wedding, your matron is a lesbian. Well, because what? We are sisters, you know. I promised her when we were in high school. Girls have those things. I promised her that she would be, you know. Please, So you really think a lesbian wishes you well in your marriage? Glory be to God. Yeah. Evangelist, thank you so much. Yeah, we say these things, but sometimes because we are small, people don't believe us. Some of them. That is why we wear jackets, so that we can deceive that what? Yeah. Glory be to God. Your mother, your father. What? My father said, my mother said, you are above 18. Really? that if you don't do what, bagenda kuguba muchika, so what? Does the chika feed you? Those chika guys will never. They even don't know you. They even don't care. The only thing they care about you is to bewitch you when they do those what? Clan things. Okuloga clan yona. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes, we have to make it to heaven. We have to make it where? Heaven. Okay? There's a group of people, like I said, who meet. Okay? Joseph Nsubuga. Where is Joseph? Hey, Joseph Nsubuga is praying. Joseph Nsubuga, that young man, for those who know you, who don't know, he used to go under the water, meet the devil. Okay? He used to work with Grace Lubega. Demonic stuff. He used to work with him. When he got out, one time he met Lubega somewhere. And Lubega was like, Tosobola kuruanisa echintu echakusokao. That is the so-called apostle who's leading the church in Uganda. A witch in sleek suits. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Amen? Yeah. There's a grace, you know. Usually we stop at 12:30 and people act like they're in a hurry. Some of them are in a hurry to go and watch rubbish on TV. But today, yeah, the evangelist has done a great job. Amen? Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Please walk in righteousness. And the most important thing, you know, the most important thing is eternity. Because those who are not walking in holiness, okay? First of all, the devil will harass you here as he's waiting for you there. You're going to hell even if you're born again. Okay? Binevia Joseph Prince Urubega Bibaba Burida that once saved always saved. The grace of God, you know, the Lord doesn't see your sin. Those are lies. Those are what? Please free from that nonsense. Don't listen to them. You go to hell and not for nothing. Alright? There's no one who's going to hell for nothing. Kalebambi went to hell for nothing. No. So walk in holiness. Walk in righteousness. Okay? The Bible says, be diligent to make your election and calling sure. Peter said. Hallelujah. Jesus is coming back for a glorious church. A holy church. So Christians who are not holy, okay, are not going to heaven. They're not going to be raptured. Hallelujah. Amen? Yes. Hallelujah. So, the Lord bless you and give you power forever.
Last Adam Tabernacle, Christ for the nations.